I do love my Sleep Number bed, and spring's in the air, so it's spring cleaning time. And don't forget to clean your pillows, your bed, your mattresses by cleaning. I mean, sometimes it's just time to get rid of them. Wake up refreshed with a mattress that helps you sleep the best. The Sleep Number mattress adjusts to your ideal firmness or your ideal softness. A queen starts at $899.99. With the optional Sleep IQ technology inside, it also tracks your sleep. It gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep, how sleep affects your life. You're going to love the Sleep Number. I do. My Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. Right now, if you go in, you're going to save on clearance beds and bedding, as Sleep Number always makes room for their newest innovations. Right now, you can save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds, plus up to 40% off clearance pillows. Now, I have Sleep Number. You'll only find Sleep Number in the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, welcome to Tuesday Show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you. Kelly is on. Kelly, good morning.
Morning.
Morning. What can I help you with?
So I need some judge common sense.
Let me get my gavel out here. Okay.
Yeah.
You have it? I'm ready with the gavel. Here we go. Wait, hear ye. Judge common sense is ready. What do you need?
All right. So I've been living with my roommate for about 8 or 9 months. And she is so messy. Like, she leaves dishes in the dish sink. She has papers all over the dining room. I don't even go in the living room. And it's just everything is everywhere. Like, my only space is, like, my room, okay? But yet I'm still paying for, like, half a like an apartment, right? And so my birthday is this coming weekend. So I have family that's coming into town. And it's only a brother and a sister, so they're staying at my house. And
Judge Common Sense, this time is running short. I need you to get to your question, please.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I want to ask her if she can just kind of, like, stay clean for the weekend, because I clean up all of the time. But I was just wondering how I would approach asking her if she can just stay clean, only because I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
Judge Common Sense, heard enough. Thank you very much.
Okay, cool. All right. Let me tell you what the problem is, okay? The problem is not your messy roommate. The problem is you staying with the messy roommate. She's not going to change who she is. You want her to not be messy when your parents are in town? You got to keep her not messy. This is on you. So if you want her to not be messy, you got to cover for her while your parents are and your family's in town.
Yeah. Well, I always do, but she just always tells me that that's just who she is.
Right, it is who she is, and she's always going to be that person, and you're not going to change her, and you can ask her nicely, and if she wants to, great, but you've been living with her for 9 months, and she hasn't changed. She's not going to change now. You got to get out, or you got to live with it. And even it doesn't matter if parents are coming or if they're not coming. And I know that's not what you want to hear, but sometimes Judge Common Sense feeds you the pill of uncomfortable.
Mm. Yeah.
So you have to do extra and make sure she's clean and clean for her.
Okay, and clean up after her again.
Again, same as always.
All right.
You can't milk a cow and expect Mountain Dew.
Wow.
Okay.
Think about that one.
Never heard that one before.
Just made it up, but think about it. Yeah. Pretty deep, if you ask me.
Pretty true.
Yep. Yeah. You can't sit with a cow.
Yeah.
That always gives milk. Like, her roommate's always messy.
And expect
something different, like Mountain Dew.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Dropping knowledge bombs. Boom.
Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Let me tell you this story about canine officer Luke. Luke's a yellow lab, and he was just days from getting euthanized at a shelter in Texas. The Bell Ridge Police Department went in and rescued him. Again, not a trained dog. The police force in Missouri hadn't had a canine since the 90s, and some of the officers were like, hey, let's get a dog. And they were like, well, we can't just get a dog to take care of it. We have to actually give it something to do because we can't just pay for it. So they trained it. And he's had 7 drug busts in a month.
Whoa.
They saved the lab. They trained him. And now he's out saving people and busting crimes.
What's his name?
His name's Luke.
Luke.
Canine officer Luke.
Ah, I love it. A rescue dog or in a shelter about to be euthanized. And now an officer of the law.
So I see you to the Bell Ridge Police Department. That's a really cool story on a bunch of levels. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Raymond. There's now a nationwide manhunt for that Cleveland man.
There's also a $50,000 reward. Pictures of the 37-year-old man are online. In New York, a Southwest Airlines co-pilot was arrested at an airport after authorities discovered a loaded gun in his carry-on. As a reminder, firearms are not permitted in carry-on bags, but they can be transported in checked bags as long as they're not loaded. And finally, today is tax day. Taxes are due. You'll be charged interest on your taxes starting tomorrow.
So jealous of Lunchbox. You got to go. Did you go watch Adam Sandler last night?
Yes.
So there's a whole week of comedy festival here, and it started last night. And Adam Sandler and David Spade taped a Netflix special last night, the Opry.
Oh, wow.
And it runs all the way through me on Saturday night. And it's comedy all week. It's part of this comedy festival. And they were like, hey, you should come because I'm part of the festival. But it was like 7:30 it starts. There's no way I can go. I have to go to bed at 8. Well, I didn't work out anyway because my dog was sick. But Lunchbox went last night. And I was like, oh, I'm so jealous that I wish I just would like stay up and like have a little bit of irresponsibility, you know? Yeah. I just want to be kind of irresponsible. Okay. But I bet it was awesome, huh?
Man, it was so much fun. I'm out there living life and just laughing. And it was 2.5 hours and it was so fun.
Who played? Because I know Sandler was the headliner.
It was Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
You can do it!
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He was like the, I guess you call him the host, the opener, and then he came in between acts. Nick Swartzen.
Yeah.
And then David Spade and Adam Sandler.
And not to nerd out, but Sandler wasn't even supposed to really be what this thing's about. Like, David Spade started the whole tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's the one that got Sandler back out doing comedy again.
Oh.
But they wanted to shoot a special, so Sandler ended. I bet you David Spade was the best comedian of all of them.
Yes, that's exactly what my wife said. She goes, I think I like David Spade the best.
That,
like,
his show. But they wanted to shoot a Sandler, because he's got the movie deal with Netflix. They say that people have watched those Netflix Sandler movies more. I don't believe it. I tried to watch those Netflix movies. They're not that good.
Oh, no, really?
I thought about that.
But I mean, I bet the show was awesome.
It was like, so fun,
I had
so
to
good.
Really consider, like, should I break the rule of Bones? But Law 1 says never break the rule of Bones, and Law 2 is the rule of Bones is don't go to bed late.
That's it.
Man, so, you got to have no discipline at some point in your life.
I know,
at
right?
At some point. I mean, it was so great.
So what time did you get in?
I got home at like 10:20.
Why didn't you go to bed?
Like 11?
I say that. I slept about an hour last night because my dog was so sick. So I could have went, but my dog was so sick. He's vomiting and pooping everywhere.
Oh,
and it was
not good.
Well, he's old, too. So it's just like, he didn't have a lot of time left. Like, I know that. But it's also like us. I see us in that dog.
What?
We're getting older. We will be there.
Yeah, we're getting older.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I hope we have someone to care for us. This is
the Bobby Bones Show.
Tuesdays, tell me something good right now. All about the positivity.
Tell me something good.
All right, so everything's going well for Janie Hall. Her and her date, it was the first date. They just had lunch at the Cheesecake Factory in Kansas City. Great meal, in-depth conversation. I'm talking about A-plus first date. Then all of a sudden, the guy that she met online, and now they're together, coughed and fell on the floor and started choking.
What?
Like, grabbing his throat. So, she had worked as a respiratory therapist in the emergency room for 10 years.
What are the odds?
Yep.
I know what you're about to say.
Yeah, well, she gave him CPR and then held his throat a certain way. That like to like push down whatever was lodged in so he could breathe through a hole. And by then, his faint pulse came back and the paramedics got there and saved him.
He has to marry her.
Yeah, maybe.
Can't ever break up. She has to do the breaking up. He can never break up with her.
That's true.
But he can also start to do really bad things to make her break up. So I think if you just don't feel good in the relationship,
is that what y'all do?
Yeah.
Nope. Don't know anything about that. Just hypothetical. All right, Amy.
Okay. Well, Tim Cox, a pastor from Charlotte, North Carolina, he was diagnosed with this lung disease. There was no cure. He had to get a transplant. Well, he got the transplant, and now he's able to return home to walk his daughter, Melissa, down the aisle, something they did not think would happen. He got the transplant in Cleveland. He's there recovering, but they're letting him make a special trip home for the wedding. He'll walk down the aisle and then go back to Cleveland.
Wow.
Boom.
Wow. Lunchbox.
What can Brown do for you? That's UPS slogan. And how about save your life? This dude in Massachusetts, UPS driver's driving around, got on his stop. He sees a house on fire. He runs up, bangs on the...
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. There's a family upstairs. They didn't know their house was on fire. They thought someone was barbecuing next door. And he bangs on the door saying, hey, fire, fire, call 911. He grabs the garden hose, starts fighting the fire himself. By the time firefighters arrived, he pretty much had it extinguished.
Wow.
What can Brown do
like
for
they
you?
They can never fire
Apparently
him.
Apparently a lot.
Yeah, they can never fire
never
him.
Never fire him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Make him the owner.
Ray was talking in the news earlier. They're offering money for the Facebook shooter. Mm. Like $50,000. I saw where the Indiana Pacers, because they're in the playoffs, they're playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, they couldn't leave their hotel.
They're in lockdown?
Oh.
Yeah, because they're playing in Cleveland.
That's right.
Wow. And they don't know where that guy is. And they're like, you're not allowed out of your hotel. So not only they don't know, too, they got to stay in their hotel.
Did you see the family of the guy that he shot?
I did on the news like the next day. Have they been out more?
Well, they just were out just, you know, pleading with him to turn himself in. And they said, we forgive you. We just want justice for our dad. Ugh.
That's not someone who's going to be in his right mind enough to hear someone rationally going, hey, turn yourself in.
Right. Yeah.
Like, he's not rational enough because something snapped or something isn't right. So he's not.
Oh, for sure.
That isn't going to work. I hate to be so negative. It's such a big story, though. I'll do this. How about this guy? The real-life Forrest Gump. Did you see him?
No.
He, like, ran all the way across the country to the Boston Marathon, ran the Boston Marathon. It was like...
Running home?
Yeah.
Tell me the route that you have run right into the marathon.
Mobile, Alabama, via the base to the south, to Santa Monica Pier, then Vegas, Phoenix, North Texas, Tennessee, and then all the way up the East Coast to here.
And you finished in 2 hours and 59 minutes.
I think so, yeah.
Can I ask you why you run, Forrest?
I just felt like running.
That's awesome.
What?
And, you know,
dang.
If you're waking up and you're like, what does that mean?
Oh.
Hey, check out this old movie called Forrest Gump. It's awesome.
It's the best.
Yeah. Might be the best movie of our lifetime.
Yes.
Maybe.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Congratulations to Jason Aldean. He's got a new number one. Any Old Barstool is at the top of the charts. Sam Hunt's Body Like a Back Road is now at number two. And Josh Turner's Hometown Girl at number three. Also, congratulations to Cassidy Bentley, Dirks' wife. She completed the Boston Marathon yesterday. She did it in 3 hours, 29 minutes, and 41 seconds.
How long did you run your marathon in?
It took me 4 hours and like 30 minutes. So she beat me by a full hour.
That's
and
funny.
That is impressive.
And she also raised a bunch of money too.
She did. Yeah. Like over $20,000 for Safe Haven, a homeless shelter in Nashville. So congrats, Cassidy. Super proud of you. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Gainesville, Florida. A 34-year-old man was arrested after breaking into a house, found no one was home. So he was like, let me see what they got in the fridge. Found some chicken, found some beer.
Oh, wait. I like playing Guess What Happens. This is our new thing here. I'm going to guess this is very... is it Goldilocks and the Three Bears whenever she gets and takes a nap in the right bed?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that he like takes a nap and they find him.
He took a shower.
Oh!
And then he got the chicken out of the fridge and was frying up some chicken on the stove when the lady got home.
Oh, no.
Saw him through the window, called police, and he was sitting down enjoying a meal.
Well, he was just sitting out eating?
Yeah.
Like, lucky he's going to get shot.
Right. She saw him through the window, so she knew not to go in.
I would have been her and I would have had a gun, I would have shot him.
Mm. Okay.
He's lucky he wasn't shot. If she'd have been carrying and someone's in your house that you don't know, I think I'd probably shoot him.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to call 911.
See? I'm from Arkansas. We react slightly different.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't win that one, though.
No, you didn't win all next right. time. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Next time. Next time on the Bonehead.
Love it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Tell you, I was up late. I said it because my dog is sick, but it was a crazy night anyway. It was a Bobbycast, which is the show I do from my house. And Jake Owen came over. And there isn't an artist, maybe beside Brad, but even then, Jake and I had mutual friends before I moved to Nashville that I've known longer than Jake. And Jake and I have been great, and then we've not been great. And... We got into a fight last night in the middle of the Bobbycast. I mean, straight up.
I mean, you could tell you guys are close to each other and comfortable enough to say whatever to each other.
Absolutely, and that's what it was. I'm going to say, you can go to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast. You can go to iTunes and search Bobbycast and subscribe. But it was Jake and I for 90 minutes, and we are so comfortable that we got into a fight on it because
it was a couple of things. One, I was like, dude, when you were talking trash about me in Dallas, and then he was like, dude, how can you be Pimpin' Joy and they're talking bad about it was going back and forth.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Did you hear it?
I watched it. I heard it.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you?
I watched the Facebook Live, dude. It was awesome.
Oh dang.
It was so real that I was uncomfortable, and I love it when things get uncomfortable because that means it's real life.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's very awkward.
And so it was really a great one.
I'd put it down as a great one.
It was a great one.
Yeah.
It seemed I only caught like the last 25 minutes of the Facebook feed so I could see him and y'all, and he was just like shaking his leg and he's like, I'm glad we cleared the air. He's like, I really needed to know what was up your skirt. And I was like, what? Bobby had something up his skirt. I'm like, what went down?
Well, it was all that.
I need to go. I'm going to go listen to it today.
So yeah, after the show, listen to it. But like it started off him interviewing me.
Yeah.
And
a lot of it. Yeah. Yes.
And then I was like, wait a minute, this is not...
You're in my house.
And then it flipped, but we went from... And Mike D produces our phone screener.
Uh-huh.
And so Jake Owen's at the house, and we're hanging out, and Mike D's like, I don't know where this thing was going. The whole time he was like, I was on tilt the whole time, didn't know where you guys were going. And so that's why I like.
Yeah.
Like, that's just honest human interaction. It's not always beautiful, and it wasn't.
No.
And there were times when both of us looked like real losers in that conversation last night. But it needed what?
You were a loser?
There were times where both of us looked like real like D-bags, of course.
Okay.
It was like two brothers intrigued. Just going at it, like just and cashing like, everything
dude,
out.
Everything. And like cashing all the chips too.
Oh what? Yeah.
It was Jake going and I just going at yeah. it. But it was like, you're my longest friend. How could you do that to me? It was crazy. That's all
wow,
I'm going to say.
Okay.
Just go to the Bobbycast, go on iTunes, and subscribe. Yeah, Lunchbox.
You know it's good when I'm at dinner with the wife, and I'm getting texts from Raymond,
yeah.
and he's like, are you guys watching the Facebook Live of this Jake Owen Bobby situation? He goes, oh my gosh, Jake just said this. Oh, Bobby just said this. Oh, and he's giving us a play-by-play through text message of what is going on. And so... I'm like, okay, this must be a real good one.
If people are making comments about a podcast, you know life's going right with the podcast world.
Oh, yeah.
People don't care. People don't care about the show, really. Like, we try to be a part of people's lives, and, like, we try to be your friend as you drive to work. But you have real important stuff to worry about in your life.
Yeah.
You got kids to get to school. You got get to work on time. You got all. So, anyway, it's up there. You can search it on iTunes. It's not on Facebook anymore. We do it live, but then we pull it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So you got to go listen to the...
So you have to go listen to the podcast.
Okay.
We need those. Yeah. Got to get those downloads.
Oh, that
yeah.
makes sense. Yeah.
So
I mean, it's one of the first things I wanted to talk to you about this morning, so yeah.
What do you want to know?
I mean, apparently I need to go listen.
Oh.
So how do you end it? Like, is it like you're cool when you're leaving?
It was absolutely the best we've been in 3 years. We sat down at the bottom of the stairs and talked for probably half an hour afterwards.
Bobby Cast Part 2?
Pimp Joy comment.
What do you mean? No. Oh, yeah, but it wasn't recorded. We just, like, talked. And so, yeah, but then we have to have music, too. I mean, here's Jake talking about Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
My first two albums, I wrote every song. Everything. And it wasn't until I recorded Barefoot Blue Jean Night and heard the Eric Pasley singing the demo on it, I was like, man, this sounds like me. And I didn't write it, but it sounds like me. What a lot of people don't know either, like, when you come to town and you're just a guy that is trying to make it and be validated as a great, like, I wanted people in town to be like, man, have you heard this Jake kid? He's a great singer. He's a great songwriter. I felt like in order to get that buzz happening, I had to write my own songs and write with other songwriters and show that I could do that.
So if you're into music, it's there. But if you're also into, like, hearing old friends, like, put it all out there.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's up there, too. It's the Bobbycast. Yeah, it was amazing. And awful at the same time. Yeah. So now that Len is over, everybody's back to their old ways. Lunchbox, have you been watching Street Fights or Buzzer Beaters?
I'll confess that first thing I told Eddie this morning, hey, check out this fight from Walmart, dude. Yeah. Look it out. It's crazy. It was like a California Walmart, and there's like 15, 20 people just brawling in the middle of Walmart.
So for Lent, Lunchbox gave up watching Street Fights and Buzzer Beaters, you know, basketball games.
Okay.
That's what he would watch all show long. Just nonstop. And he would just find hundreds of them. I don't know how I've never seen one.
You never seen a fight?
No, not on.
You want me to send you the link?
I don't. But like, how do you find so many?
You just type it in. There's websites.
Type in fights.
There's not one source.
No, not one source. You get them from all over. It's the internet. I mean, they got everything.
Wow. The internet. The internet does have everything.
This thing called YouTube. A lot of people post to YouTube.
Eddie, I know yours was.
Yeah, don't be negative.
And
now I'm a little bit back to being negative.
Are you?
No. I'm really not. I'm trying my best to keep everything positive.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just have a good outlook on life.
When did your folks leave?
They leave Wednesday. They haven't left yet.
Oh, they're still here.
Yeah, they're still here. They're hanging out.
Are you good with that?
Yeah, I like having them around. They only come up to Nashville maybe like 3 times a year.
But I mean, we're nearing them being here a long time now.
We all have an understanding. One, they can't stay at our house, or they don't stay at our house. That's an understanding. They'd stay at a hotel. And the second is we don't overextend the 5-day period. That's it. They leave Wednesday. They got here on Friday. Boom.
At day 4, though,
it starts getting a little dicey.
Okay.
Like a little bit.
So that
bit
would be now.
Probably today's the last day. I think everybody has to kind of just space out a little bit.
Are you having to entertain them a lot?
No.
Or they just take the kids and they're entertained
with
your
just,
kids?
All they want to do is go take the kids to school and pick them up and go take them for ice cream.
I was going to say, Eddie's voice is a little like, oh, I'm so happy with them being here.
No,
both of you guys, let me just be for real with both these two
guys
here.
Yeah, you do it too.
You do it with your wife.
Whoa,
and Eddie does
I
it.
Do not.
Yes, you do.
So
you're doing it right.
See?
And he always gets this thing like, you both have these ways that you talk whenever you don't really want to say something. That's okay, because we all do it. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. But
oh,
right.
Come on. You're like, no, it's great. They come 3 or 4 times a year.
Today's tax day, by the way.
I know.
Big day.
I know.
What do people say is the most difficult part of taxes?
Paying them.
Most difficult?
Mm-hmm.
Adding up how much they get back.
Understanding IRS terms.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh,
because
tough.
It's trying to read that piece of paper. Sometimes you're like, what do I... Do I sign here? Does somebody else sign here?
Right.
Which number do I... And I even when they simplify it...
Every government document, period, is so complicated.
The IRS says that about 1/3 of Americans will wait until the absolute last minute to put their taxes in the mail. Like, not some people haven't even started. Like,
what?
They'll wait, yeah, till like today, because it has to just be postmarked.
Yes.
At some point today before midnight.
And the U.S. Postal Service is extending hours today to help out, you know, with these procrastinators.
They should go noon and we're out.
Noon?
Yeah. Just so people will get up off, because, I mean, it's a procrastinator's paradise. And so everybody's waiting, probably doing them at work today. We'll talk about Lunchbox got a big announcement in about an hour.
Man.
About how much he's getting back this year. And it's
yes.
always some astronomical number that we're like, that's not even real. And every year he gets it back. And every year he gets one step closer to being put in the penitentiary.
Don't say that.
Heck, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
You got an email?
I did.
What's it say?
From a listener who was, I guess, talking about yesterday with you and Lindsay and all of us being married, and you're like, what is this deal with our relationship? How's it going to evolve?
Well, it's just like I said, my girlfriend doesn't laugh as hard at my jokes anymore.
Right.
And I don't think I'm getting less funny, let me be honest with you. I just think things start to wear, and I'm like, how do you guys do it? Like, it just nothing's... Like, she didn't think I was funny. Now what's next? She didn't think I was good looking? She didn't think, you know? So anyway,
okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so Angel sent me this email. The subject was, tell Bobby relationships develop. Amy, relationships develop over time. Even the friendship with everyone on this show. No different than him and Lindsay or him and you. Over the years, things change. Can't be helped. Isn't a bad thing. Angel.
Huh.
See? It's not bad. Relationships develop.
Hey, Angel, thank you for the email. Amy always wonders how Lindsay feels.
Yeah.
Like, when we talk about stuff on the air.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday's segment, if she heard it, like, does that cause conversation at home?
She's on the phone right now.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hey, so Amy wonders how you feel, like, yesterday when we were talking about how you don't laugh at my jokes as much anymore. Like, when we talk about stuff like that, how do you feel?
I mean, well, we talked about it the night before a little bit, but I just don't want you to be scared or worried, like, just because we're comfortable with each other and more in sync. I think that's a good thing.
Huh. See? She makes it positive.
She makes everything positive. I mean...
Bobby's like, ugh.
Don't act like that's annoying.
Well, I mean, being positive is great, but what you're saying is, so in the beginning you just kind of laughed to make him feel good, and now that you're comfortable you don't need to laugh?
No, at the beginning, like, you're not as used to each other, so you find, like, every little thing funny. And just because we're more used to each other, it doesn't mean I don't think you're funny. I still think you're really funny, and I love your personality. It's just I don't laugh at every single little thing, but that's not a bad thing.
It's not even just a joke, but that's what I told her. I was like, man, because I had her laughing really hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's rare that I can get you in this spot. Because
but that's not true.
It's because she's like, I used to be much funnier to her. But it's like that when you meet somebody new and they're like, oh, this guy's hilarious. You hang around him a lot, it's not as hilarious anymore because you get used to the comedy. You kind of know what's coming. And so I had her and she was laughing. I was like, oh, and that's when it was such a good moment that turned into a bad moment because I was like, you don't laugh like this much anymore. So,
or you take it as a good thing and you're like, oh, you don't laugh like this as much anymore, but I just got a big laugh out of you and that's awesome.
I told her I have to work harder and I don't like it. All right.
There's a laugh. You got to laugh. You're being funny.
You know, she told me yesterday, she's like, I'm never going to fake laugh. And I was like, you better not.
Cause you can tell when I fake laugh.
Right. You can tell when Lunchbox fake laughs, too. He does it.
What do you mean? What do I fake laugh at?
I remember the Tim McGraw interview, and he's like, Tim McGraw goes, yeah, I got here about an hour ago. And he's like, yeah, so. All right. Hey,
is Lindsay fake laughing right now?
I don't know. Maybe she's so good at it, I don't know. All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Anything else you want to add?
Be happy.
I am happy. I'm so happy.
Don't be scared. We're fine.
Yeah.
We're good.
Okay, so she's good. Like,
in sync.
She's convincing me on the air that our relationship's good.
We're fine.
All right. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Well, that confirms.
Confirms what?
Well, she can handle what she... Like, I don't know if the way we talk about it on the show causes conflict, but it doesn't. She's
doesn't
like,
matter.
Whatever.
You gotta talk about it. That's the rule. No matter what it is, how personal you talk about it, just put it out there. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
There you go. If you're ever somewhere and you're trying to find the show on iHeartRadio and you want to listen live, just search for iHeartCountry Channel on iHeartRadio. You can hear the show live from wherever you are. You know, we do segments. We try to highlight positivity. And Eddie has requested an ICU to do himself, which is kind of rare, but for his kids, no less. So here we go.
Wow.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So my two kids, Junior and Junior Junior, one is 9 years old, one is 3. For Easter tradition, we stuff eggs, we color them, we put confetti in them, and we sometimes put a $10 bill in them. This year, we put one $10 bill and one of the kids found it. Junior, the 9 year old. What does he do with the money? He shares it with Junior Junior, my 3 year old, and they both decide to give it to a homeless man that stands outside of Walmart. Instead of keeping the money.
Wow.
So I see my two boys for giving the money, not keeping it. They're kids. They want toys.
Did you have anything to do with this?
Absolutely nothing. It was their idea.
And that's why it's so awesome.
Junior said, what do we do with the money? Let's share it. Junior, Junior, they look at each other and they say, well, let's give it to someone. Okay, my 9-year-old says, there's the homeless guy that stands outside of Walmart. Let's just give it to him. Dude, that's so awesome.
That's special.
And they did.
I was so proud of my kids for being that way.
So I see you did.
I see my two kids.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I see you. I mean, there's some drama that someone on the show doesn't know about. And I don't know if I should bring it up or not because it involves someone else on the show. Aww. Let's just vote.
Why do we keep doing this?
I mean,
let's just vote. Do we want it out there? Yes or no? Because I think someone's going to be like, what? And it's just going to be a thing.
Huh.
But I think it... Go ahead. Let's vote. Everybody who wants to know it, say aye.
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 Okay, that's it. 2-1, Amy.
I don't want beef.
By the way, I'm glad you said beef.
Oh.
Here's a question for you. What's plural of beef?
That's easy.
It's easy.
Oh. Okay, go ahead, Lunchbox.
It's beefs.
Beefs, Eddie.
Correct, beefs.
Amy.
Beef. Beef. When I'm going to the store, I'm buying beef.
Wait, what?
But Or I don't know if it's fight beefs or beef that you eat, but if I go to the store to buy beef, I could buy 5 things of beef. I'm still buying beef. I'm not buying 5 things of beefs.
The plural of beef is beeves with a V.
What?
Yeah. What?
There you
Mind
go.
Blown.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever written that or said that in my life.
How many beeves you got back there?
Beeves?
I try to not have as many beeves in my life. Like, I've been working toward that. Okay, well, do you want to get this now or you want to play a song first?
Well...
Here,
song.
I'll play this song.
Okay.
Song. I don't even want the beefs.
And then let's just someone did something wrong to someone else on the show, and they're gonna feel wronged by it.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Okay. I just want to talk about a situation that happened in case it comes up. Everybody knows, okay?
All right.
So Amy's at the grocery store yesterday.
And this is the beef? Oh,
well,
shoot,
just,
I didn't want the beef. This might be beef.
Nobody wants the beef.
Listen, Amy's at the grocery store yesterday, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Come on. Come on. Then.
Oh, no. Oh,
here,
no.
Let's do the skinny first. I'll let you come up with it. Hold on.
Lunchbox.
I rattled her.
Here we go. I rattled her. Amy's cage is rattled.
Oh, no. She's
usually not. Wait, that's not how I thought this was going to be. This isn't beef.
She's usually not one of the beefs.
Right.
But here, skinny first.
Bobby Bonchon.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Thomas Rhett is selling Home Team t-shirts to benefit the 147 Million Orphans Project. That's a charity that he and his wife Lauren support. There is a limited time, though. You can shop now through April 28th. Just go to bobbybones.com if you want to see the shirt and get details to shop. It's
you are talking way fast because you're way nervous about what's
going on. Oh, sorry. Oh, well, speaking of beefs, The Rock and Vin Diesel, they buried the hatchet. You know, they had a beef. They had tension. It was going on for months in their movie, the Fast and the Furious stuff. They fight over who gets the best action
Take
scenes.
Take a breath. Take a breath.
Who gets the hottest girls. But according to TMZ, The Rock has acknowledged that Vin is top dog, and they're both good for another installment of the series.
I think it was all set up anyway.
Oh. Well, but I still watched The Fate of the Furious, and I'll watch the next one, too.
Okay, cool. Like, just take a... You're good. Take a breath.
Weren't their characters against each other?
They
that?
Were. And that's... The whole beef.
Got it.
There you go.
Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Amy goes to the grocery store yesterday.
This is so awkward. I'm even awkward.
So
I feel
you know
so
what it is, Amy?
Yes, because I did it.
She didn't know I was supposed to know. She didn't know I was going to make this a thing, but it is a thing. Because when you go to the...
You want to this hold? Is awkward.
Come on, what happened?
Amy went to the grocery store yesterday. She walks around the aisle, and she sees Lunchbox, and then runs away because she don't want to talk to him.
What?
What? Why?
No, I was in... No,
were
no,
you
no,
at the
no.
grocery store?
Yeah.
And she sees you, and she's like, I don't want... I just,
were you
I
getting...
Don't,
where,
I don't want to talk to him.
Listen.
She goes, I don't have time for this.
Wait a minute. Really, you don't have time to say hi to me? We work together every day.
That's the thing.
Like, hey, Lunch, nice to see you. You know, I'm on my way out. You know, anything. Instead, you turn your back and sprint away
that
from
was
me.
You, were you getting soup?
Yeah.
Was you. Okay, so I walk around and I'm like, I needed to go get something, but I was in a hurry. I really didn't need it anyway. And it was almost like seeing Lunch was like confirmation of like, okay, I don't need to go get that. I just got to go because I got to get it. I'm late. I have to go. And I didn't have time to talk. So I just turned around, did a 180 and left, and he didn't see me.
Wow.
And I felt really awkward and weird about it, but I definitely dodged. You know,
dodge the bullet. Like, no. I mean, come
you
on.
You know, sometimes when you dodge talking to someone, but like I dodge my own friend and coworker, so it was awkward. It's
and
awkward.
Everybody says you're the nice one. See,
no,
I'm sitting there like I'm getting
about...
soup, and I would have loved to say, "Oh, how you doing, Amy? How's your afternoon going?" Instead, she backs up out of there. Okay,
so you didn't see me.
I didn't see you at all. I had no idea. But guess what? My feelings weren't hurt then, but they're hurt now.
Oh,
yeah. Ow, do you feel that?
Mm-mm.
That's my feelings being hurt.
Wow. But y'all, have you ever just avoided someone sometimes?
Never Lunchbox. Mm-hmm.
No, never my definitely coworkers not lunchbox. And friends.
Yeah, no, I always walk up my arm around and be like, having a good day today?
It could just turn into a long conversation with me. I'm the one that would start talking, and I'm the one that would talk more, and I just needed to go. I was saving myself
all
from
right.
being late.
Now everybody knows.
Lunchbox, I'm sorry.
We know.
I avoided you.
Man.
Oh, no.
Sorry, bud. Raging Idiot time.
Raging Idiots world premiere.
Ugh, feeling so old. Back hurts, neck hurts. Oh, let me tell you a story.
Cried a little this morning.
What?
I found gray in my hair.
Oh, man.
New wrinkle on my forehead. Back pain from a chair. Oh, I did a new workout. Sore for like 3 weeks. I finished in the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
But my junk still leaks. My body's feeling so old. These kids around me don't know that Justin Timberlake used to be in a band.
What? What?
I can't stop the aging. I remember paging. Now I have lots of kids and I'm driving a van.
Hey.
My body's getting older.
Hey. Oh, hey. Come on.
Hey. Hey,
let me get some of that preparation. Hey, some of that multivitamin. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
I got a lot to say today. First of all, I want to say, what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
A former Walmart assistant manager has been charged
in a staged robbery of $400,000 from his own store. This is an unbelievable story. The plot included him getting shot. Like, no. It was part of it. Like, you shoot me, it looks like I wasn't in on it, right?
Mm, that's always a good way to go. Yeah.
A man walked into the store, pointed a gun at him, demanded he put cash from the Walmart safe into a trash can, then forced the manager at gunpoint out of the store. He then shot the manager in the arm and left the scene. The shooter and an unidentified accomplice drove home in Baltimore, divided up the money, setting aside a share for the Walmart manager.
Wow.
What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people? But it's kind of smart.
He got caught, so it wasn't that smart.
I know, but the plan was kind of smart to get shot so it doesn't look like you're in on it.
Yeah.
So,
but it wasn't smart because he got caught.
Yeah.
That's commitment, though. Would you let someone shoot you?
Nope.
But that's why it's what's wrong with people. Like, who?
Yeah, what's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Yeah. Here's another thing, too. Yeah. We got to stop with these crazy promposals.
Mm.
Now, in our day, we just awkwardly was like, we go probably. We got to. Here. A police dash cam video posted on Facebook shows a Georgia police officer stopping two teens in a white pickup truck. Pulls them over. He says, I need you guys to get out. The driver's a teenage boy. The passenger's a girl around the same age. The officer says, can I search the vehicle?
This is awesome.
The officer then comes back with a bag of what looks to be marijuana. Both teens are denying the drugs. So then the officer hands a bag containing a small slip of paper to the girl and says, does this look like weed to you? After looking at the note, she smiled, and it says, prom? Say yes, or you're under arrest.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's so good. Bobby, you have to love that one.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I know. What? Why?
How do you like that one?
I don't like.
What? Mm-hmm. Well, is dad a police officer or what?
I don't know what the relationship is.
You never seen any of this?
I have no idea what that is, to be honest.
Looks like weed to me.
It's not my swear on my life.
I mean, you tell me. You open that. Tell me that's not. It's all right. Trust me. We're here in front of cameras and everything else. You. That look like weed to you?
Oh my God! This is not funny.
I'm afraid the man's still gonna need an answer.
Yes or no?
Flashing red light. Man needs an answer.
Yes.
Like, it makes me smile, but here's the thing. They're going to continue to get bigger and more nutty till somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
On top of a building doing a one-legged handstand, going, we got a problem with me. Whoa, boom. They just get crazier. Now we have cops pulling kids over going, this is a narcotics arrest.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, that's true.
I mean, and imagine the girl. She's terrified. She's like, I'm going to jail. And this isn't even my drug.
What if she starts confessing the drug she really
Anything
has?
Lots of things could have happened.
Didn't think about that.
What if she just ends up running?
Exactly.
What if, nothing happened. And it doesn't make me smile. I'm going to be honest with you.
It's pretty darn cute.
I smiled because everything worked out.
But you're right. I mean, we need to be safe.
It's like when I was talking about we need to stop these asking celebrities to prom. We need to stop with these nutty promposals.
I mean, the celebrity thing I get. Like, okay, stop doing it.
They're getting outrageous. But, there's literally a narcotics arrest right here on video. April the Giraffe that had the baby on YouTube broke Lady Gaga and Zayn's YouTube records.
What?
Yeah.
That many people cared about the giraffe.
I mean,
she gave birth for 66 days.
I mean, that's a long time.
That's a heck of a pregnancy.
Well, she didn't give birth that long.
We waited.
We waited.
Watching, yeah. We live streamed. It was the second most lived channel in YouTube history. And so.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it beat Lady Gaga and Zayn. A couple
impressive.
Of others. Yeah. Now they're naming it as a contest. What would you name the giraffe? Because I'd probably name it like Jerome the Giraffe.
Oh, wait. I don't know if it's a boy or girl. Which is weird because I watched it be born, but I still don't know.
I don't know. I don't care.
I don't care.
We could do a unisex name like Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
No, but it has to be like
a giraffe name like
giraffe.
April.
No. Like Janine. That's the not, giraffe.
Like Gerald.
That has to be some sort of alliteration. I think that ends up winning.
Yeah.
Like Mark
McGrath,
Geronimo.
The giraffe.
Mark McGrath, the giraffe. That's pretty good.
I'm saying.
Mark McGrath. Someone invented clear coffee that won't stain your teeth.
Oh, that's great. That's a great invention.
Except for how do they do that?
Well, there's clear coffee. It just went on sale. It's a mixture of coffee beans and water. It'll cost you almost $40 to get a 5-pack. And I don't know. This is not a commercial. I don't like coffee, so it's not a commercial.
Sounds expensive.
CLRCFF.com.
but apparently it's white, like clear coffee. But
do you guys have trouble with your teeth and coffee?
Sure.
Yes.
You do?
Of course.
Like when you go to the dentist, do they get onto you for coffee?
Most people that drink coffee have to deal with stained teeth or teeth whitening or something.
The newspaper said the taste is strong, like potent cold brew. So it's real. Remember when Crystal Pepsi came out?
Oh, yeah. That was so weird.
When we
weird.
Were kids. Big and deal. It was like, it looked like 7-Up, but it tastes like Pepsi.
Yeah.
Didn't Coke have one too? Is it clear? Clear Coke?
Probably.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Clear Coke.
Let's do an ICU.
Wow. Bobby
Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Dierks Bentley's wife, Cassidy, completed the Boston Marathon in 3 hours and 26 minutes. Breaking it down, that's a pace of 7:52 per mile.
That's pretty legit.
That's ballin'.
That's crazy fast, considering you have to run 26 miles. And then a marathon, 26.2?
Yeah, 26.2. Yep.
Yeah, but she was hauling.
Listen, I'll go and I'll run. I hate running. Blech. And I'll go, and if I do 7.5 minute miles, I'm like, that's pretty good. If I'm running 4 or 5 miles.
Yeah.
She did that for 26 miles.
That's a long way.
That's what I do if I'm being timed for like a mile, and it's like, go as fast as you can. I'm like, okay.
She also raised over $22,000 for Safe Haven Family Shelter. And so that, Lunch, you were a runner, like in high school.
Yeah.
What was your event?
In track, I did the mile, 2 mile.
So what would you run a mile, just 1 mile?
My fastest mile ever was 4:27.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's fast.
Dang. Lunchbox is surprisingly really fast.
Oh, runs like a deer.
That's
yes.
What you should do if you don't do radio.
A long time ago, we did this show. There was this girl. She was like probably like 12.
Middle school.
And she was like the champion. And Lunchbox, you can't beat me. And then the whole school comes out, right? Hundreds of people. And we live on the radio. Lunchbox gets out and runs a mile and dominates her and beats her and she cries. And he does it live on the radio and just crushes her.
And I grabbed the trophy and I said, the track is my domain.
And he's an adult man. She was like 12. The whole.
What's wrong with you?
It was just the beginning. Lunchbox will be revealing his tax return and how much money he's getting coming up in about 15 minutes. Now, we have something called iHeartRadio All Access, and I hope you at least check it out if you have iHeartRadio. And so every week we pick an iHeartRadio All Access song of the week. This week it is Love in a Bar from Ryan Hurd.
Found love in a bar in the back of a patio corner, away from the lights. It was us and Corona and heart. It's on fire like the cigarettes you smoke when you drink.
Recommend you check out this song, Love in a Bar, from Ryan Hurd. And check out iHeartRadio All Access, too.
You didn't look away. Girl, you just said what I was thinking. You weren't afraid.
Ryan Hurd, Love in a Bar. You know, sometimes if somebody says something ridiculous, we call each other out. We're like, hey, that's kind of ridiculous what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys call me out a lot. I feel like Lunchbox gets called out a lot. I do think it's time, Amy, you get called out.
Oh, good.
All right.
Just for a second. Because okay. I think a little bit you're being ridiculous about your husband and him wanting a Samsung phone.
Oh.
Because I think the phones are kind of cool. I've been looking at them.
No way.
I have.
Whoa.
You have not.
Wow,
I
have. Big.
You will not. Part from your Apple.
I do. I love the iPhone, but I'm telling you, you have to sometimes go, just because I'm in the habit of doing something doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And Amy's husband wants a Samsung, and she makes fun of him.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of cool. I was looking online, and they had him in Fate of the Furious.
Yeah. Yeah. During the scene of the movie, yeah, he pointed that out to me. The main bad girl, Charlize Theron, he's like, check out her phone. I'm like... Yeah, Samsung. He's like, yeah.
All I'm saying is Apple is starting to fall off a bit.
Really?
Really?
Have you guys not noticed this?
No.
No. Yeah. I'm not very smart with the technology thing, so I don't really notice the difference between the Apple and the Samsung and the flip phone and the Nokia and the Razr.
I need to get me a Samsung and try this out.
No way. This is crazy.
All I'm saying is...
Let him do it first and then...
Your husband?
Yeah, because he's already doing it. I guess one of his good friends that he thinks is so cool has one, and he's like... Todd has one. I'm like, not everything Todd does is amazing.
Todd.
This man is Todd.
Yeah.
Todd.
Yeah. Well, so okay. I'm like, okay, well, if Todd has one, then okay.
I think they're kind of cool, though, and I've been reading up about it. They look. I just think you should not be so judgmental. That's all I'm saying. And your husband, basically the Rock of real life.
Yeah.
Like, he's Dwayne Johnson of our real life.
Mm-hmm.
So
is he ahead of the curve here? Like, is he?
Yeah, probably.
I cannot believe you're considering a Samsung.
I am, because I was looking them up, and I think they're pretty cool.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
There's a Bobby cast up of Jake Owen and myself. Jake came to the house last night. And to me, it's one of my favorite ones ever because it gets really comfortable and then uncomfortable. Jake and I have known each other for a long, long time. And we've had great times. We've had an arc of a friendship. And at one point, there's a fight in the middle of the podcast. Here.
We were friends at the time.
What do you mean? I'm still your friend.
No, but I'm saying we were friends. No, we've definitely had, because we're both very.
Because you're weird, dude. You're the weirdest human being ever.
And
I'm not as weird as you are, dude.
So, I mean,
oh my God.
It goes off the rails.
Why?
That is awesome.
It goes off the rails.
That's just a little bit, boys.
So, on iHeartRadio or on iTunes, you can subscribe to the Bobbycast. Show them at my house. And we talk about music and a lot of stuff, but...
You got some more of that? Give me some more of that drama.
You have to go listen to it.
Oh!
And subscribe and rate it nicely if you don't mind. But it's there, and there's that part, but it's really good. Like, Jake opens up about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But so it's 90 minutes long of us just talking about life, and he interviews me for the first 20 minutes, which was weird. It wasn't the plan, but he's like, dude, tell me about this. But anyway, it's up if you want to hear it.
Okay.
So, and he calls me out on things, just as I called him out on things. Like, it got into it. And he's like...
You sometimes, for the guy that's pimping joy, you sometimes, like, do stir some drama up.
And I was like, ooh, that's a good point. Let's talk about it.
Man.
It was good. I hope you subscribe to the Bobbycast and listen to it. Because both of us called each other right out, and we had our address on Front Street, one Front Street.
Ooh!
And then, by the end of it, we were like, I'm glad we talked about that. Downstairs... After we do this, there's always a downstairs talk.
Oh, most of the, after the podcast?
Every show.
Really?
There's always a downstairs talk.
A debriefing.
I wonder about that.
Wait, I always walk down because it's done, the Bobbycast is done in my house, upstairs.
You're not just like, see you.
Thanks for coming.
Mike D continues to post it. There's no editing ever done to it. It's the only rule, no editing. And so I walk down and we talk. It's like, hey, cool. And then we hung up like 15 minutes. And it was like, because you'll hear in that, like he feels pressure when he comes in here.
Yeah.
And you can tell. And he talked about it.
He talks about it.
And so it's good.
Okay.
About music. I mean, he also talks a lot about music, too. So it's like him talking about Alone With You.
And what's funny is Shane McAnally wrote this song. And I told him for a year before I recorded it. I didn't even have it on hold. I was just like, dude, I love that song. I was like, I hate the line in it. You got edge every time you call. I sang and changed the lyrics. You've got me out on the edge every time you call. You know what he said originally in that line? No kidding. You've got me running with scissors down the hall. There's so many times I hear songs, I'm like, I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. What did he just say? I'm like, uh-uh. If I hear one thing, that it'll throw me off.
So that's in there. It's Bobbycast.
Well, that was a good call. It was a good change, maybe.
Lunch's tax return coming up next. Bobby Bones. What are you doing?
Oh, Eddie put the camera in front of me, so I'm just making sure I look good on camera for the big announcement.
All I see him is like fixing his hair into the camera.
Yeah.
All right, so let me get a drum roll, please. So this is the thing. Lunchbox every year does his own taxes. And so what he does is he reveals how much he's getting back. It's always some crazy amount. And we're always like, how do you get back so much money? Now, there are theories as to how he gets it back. But he always delivers. Like in the past, it's been like $9,000, $11,000. But without any further ado, Lunchbox will now reveal how much money he's getting back in his tax returns after doing his own taxes.
And you always say, how do I get it done? Well, let's just say I took accounting back in college, and my accounting professor was an amazing man. He taught me a lot of things about accounting, what you need to write off for business expenses, things like that, and how to get the most out of your tax return the legal way. And so
the drummer's getting tired, dude.
That's where I got my skills.
All right, so here he is. Let me start it over. Lunchbox will now reveal how much he's getting back on his taxes.
For the year of 2016 tax return, Lunchbox will be getting back $9,364. Yeah, yeah, yeah!
I would like to say I'm not complicit in any way with any of this.
Well, where's the...
I just don't...
I mean...
I don't buy it.
Let's be honest. Here, let's try that again.
It's less than years past. Like, normally he's like, I don't know, 12,000, 13,000. So, I don't know. He's starting to do something right, but...
9,364!
I mean, we're happy for you, but...
No, you're not. Everybody's mad at me like, oh, I'm so jealous, and I'm mad at you because everybody's giving me looks like... You jerk.
No,
we're not jealous. We're worried you're going to go to jail.
Concerned. It's one of two things.
What?
One, you're paying in way too much. And you're letting the government hold your money.
Yeah.
And you're getting no interest. And you're just giving, like, just like hold
Listen,
it.
They're
like, you're like, take my money, government. Yeah,
because
okay.
It's called a refund.
Yes. You could put it in the bank and make the interest on that.
Yeah.
More.
But that's, or you're doing it wrong and they're going to come back for it all eventually.
No, if I'm doing it wrong, then my accounting professor was doing it wrong, and he was a professor, okay?
And that's what you're going to tell him in court.
Yeah, if he's a professor, he knows what he's doing.
Hmm. All right. Interesting.
And he has to be an honest cat to be a professor, right?
Yeah.
Teaching you the ways. I bet you everybody in my accounting class this year probably got, you know, a big refund.
They all have the same method.
Hey, what was that again?
$9,364.
Yep.
All right. There we go. Now it's starting to pick up a little bit.
Go. All okay. right.
Woo! I'm worried about you, man.
And he's been, I swear to you, he's been doing, this has been a 7-year thing.
I know.
The law is going to.
Have you ever been audited? Just a question. Not jinxing you or anything.
Why are you going to bring that word
up? I just asked
you.
I'm
no,
just asking, have you
Eddie,
ever?
Obviously not.
This is crazy.
What do you mean, obviously not? I'm doing it by the
no,
book.
No, no, it's to answer the oh. question.
Have you ever been audited?
No.
Wow. We didn't hear you. What did you say?
Why do you have to whisper that?
No.
I don't want the government to hear me.
Uh-oh.
Why? Why would you not want the government to hear
you? I just,
you?
Hey, you know, I mean, that's just a
hassle.
Well,
they're hearing you say, I got $9,634 or
yes,
however much.
They're hearing that for sure.
It's $9,364.
And you have no kids.
I got two dogs.
What do you ride off?
Yeah, what?
Man, I ride off gas.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lottery tickets.
Hold on, go
cable
ahead.
Bill.
You ride off lottery tickets, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Any download, TV show, airline tickets, movies, anything. Like
if we talk
comedy
about
show,
it.
I go to a comedy show, boom, I write it off. Meals, if I see a celebrity and we talk about it. That's, I mean, if I'm at the bar and I buy
meals,
listeners
we talk
drinks,
about how I, ate.
I write that off too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I write off anything and everything. Like, if I have an outfit that appears in a video, like this outfit right here. Write it off.
You mean like
a,
like any that's, video of the studio?
Yeah, that goes up on YouTube. That's a work attire.
Yeah, but
that's a write off.
Everything you wear is free.
No, I bought these jeans.
Okay.
I bought these shoes. I got this haircut.
I couldn't even write off.
Oh my god!
I was trying to write off certain things that I wore, and they asked me, well, "Could you wear that to the bank? Like to go pick up?" Like the question they asked me was really bizarre, and I was like. I guess I could wear it to the bank. So, like, it's an everyday outfit, like, not a work. I'm like, oh, jeez.
No, if I...
It's not like a costume.
We went to the iHeart Awards. I premiered that outfit on the red carpet. Boom. That's a tax write-off.
Okay.
Yeah. Cell phone bill, tax write-off, because I make business calls on this thing. Yeah.
He does those prank calls sometimes to realtors on his
soccer
cell phone.
Leagues, we talk about those. Write-off.
You write off your soccer league?
Yeah.
Your rec
Dude,
stuff?
That's,
yeah.
That's the one you're questionable about?
Eddie.
The soccer league?
Hey,
I buy the ones you've mentioned.
I buy new cleats for the soccer league. Boom. Write off. My Sam volleyball league? Write off. I bought a volleyball for our team. That's a write off.
Wow. I mean, your whole
so
life.
So basically, you just hand over your checking account and go right on and off.
Yeah.
Wow. And how much are you getting back again?
$9,364.
Wow. Gotta give it up. Man with a plan right there. Lunchbox revealed to us a minute ago he's getting almost $10,000 back in his tax return. And it's become a thing. He does his own taxes, and he started listing off all the stuff he was writing off, including his soccer cleats. Since he talks about playing soccer on the air, he's writing off his soccer cleats.
Yeah, I've posted them on Instagram, so that is show material. That's where listeners go. That's part of work.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you write off every single thing that you buy.
Probably about 85% of it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, sometimes groceries, I don't write
sometimes
those off.
Sometimes groceries? Like, what?
Yeah.
What groceries
if you don't
do
talk
you
about
off?
The meal that you ate.
Right.
I mean, there are people on the phone that are just like...
Oh, my goodness.
Christy in Texas. How are you, Christy?
Good. How are you?
Really good. What do you think? You're hearing Lunchbox say all this.
Well, I actually used to work for somebody who filed taxes. And some of it is legit that he can write off. He can write off his plane tickets. He can write off... He can not write off his lottery tickets unless he's giving it to customers and clients. If he goes out to dinner, he can write all that off. He can write off his mileage to and from work. Now, I don't know what he makes yearly, so I can't say if that's legit for him or not. But he is married now, so there is an actual deduction. But I just filed taxes for somebody who made $60,000 last year and somebody else who made over $82,000.
You mean they got that much back?
Yeah. No. That's how much they made last year.
Okay.
And they are getting between $9,000 and $13,000 back on their taxes.
But Lunchbox is writing off soccer cleats, and he's writing off his...
Yeah, he can't write off soccer cleats.
He's writing off his stand volleyball league because he talks about it on the radio.
No, that's not. Unless he's doing it for business purposes, like actually playing soccer with the league, he can't do that.
You hear this? It's not for business.
It is for business. I'm doing it for so I can talk about it on the show.
Yeah, he does it that's to not talk
why,
about it.
But that's not why you do it.
And did you hear? I can write off when I go out to dinner.
Yeah, what for up? Business.
Hey, I talk about business at dinner.
Danielle in
business
Florida?
Like business.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for calling.
Of course.
What would you like to say?
Backpacking offers with the meals. He can technically only write off 50% of the meals that are for business, but you can't even take off the whole meal either. And then if he's a W-2 employee, and that's what he pays for you guys, he actually can't write off his mileage to and from work because you choose to live where you live and work where you work.
Mm. Dang, got hit with the knowledge ball. Yeah.
Live where you live, work where you work.
Hey, she has her beliefs, I have mine.
This is not a belief system.
This is the law.
It is what it is. He exactly. said, now if he wants to pay for advertising or something on his league shirt or anything like that, he could write it off as advertising. But he cannot write off just because he does it.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Put his face on the back.
Danielle's
of
a tax
shirt.
Professional. This is our job.
I understand. And this is my job.
Okay. Daniel, nothing. I'm not arguing anymore. You know, bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
It was just a good year. I did a good job at saving receipts and looking at the boxes, checking some checks and marking some marks and getting some money.
Thank you, Daniel, for the call. I really appreciate that. 1 year, Lunchbox did it on a tax return from the wrong year.
Oh, no.
And he sent it in and made like $12,000. And it was like, we'll just call this one a wash. I'm not going to say anything about this one. That was like, that's probably over 7 years ago. So you're probably in the clear now.
Yeah, I'm probably in the clear. I don't know what that statute of limitations is, but looks good to me.
I just nothing to mess around with. Like, it's like fire. Don't touch it. Okay. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
My dog is just getting really old. He's 14 now, and I probably slept 90 minutes last night. I'm not even mad about it because it's just an old dog. And he's like a puppy 30% of the time. But it's like the rest of the time, it's just, he just lays around, and I don't even know what's wrong with him, but he just wouldn't be still, and I took him out, and he just wouldn't leave the backyard, and then he used the bathroom all over the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And you could tell he feels guilty about it. Cause he won't even look at me.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, it's all right. Like, you're good. Like, and just, ugh. I don't even care about not getting to sleep. Like, that part stinks, but I just felt so bad for him because he can't control it. So that's what I did last night. And then he has his own room at the house. I live by myself. He has his own room, and in the room there's a kennel, and I don't keep the door on the kennel. He likes to go into that little square and just sleep because it's all covered in pillows and stuff. And so I put him in the room this morning, but even then, he was like, kind of. But my girlfriend went over there and was like, yeah, he's not good.
Oh, no.
So, I guess when you're 14 in dog years, aren't the first 6 years like 7 years?
7 years.
So he's like 42.
Down.
He's basically 100.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's lived a life.
He has. And that breed only lives at like 10 years old.
Wow.
So, yeah, but he's had a great life. Thing is, animals don't appreciate it. I often wonder, like, when we get into an elevator, like my dog, when we get into an elevator in my old condo, if he thought I was the stupidest person ever, because I'll be like, all right, we'd go and stand inside this room and wait. And we walk out of the room. He'd be like, why did we just go do that?
Yeah.
Why don't we just walk out the door?
Mm-hmm. See, I think that about my kids. Like when we go on a long distance drive trip,
yeah.
Like, do they think like Texas is like right down the road? Or do they realize that it's really far away?
Well,
I don't know.
Your kids probably realize it. The dog.
Well,
knows.
The dog's like a 3-year-old, supposedly. Mm. So
oh, okay.
Maybe Junior.
He just thinks we sit in the car, like
right.
Parked outside the house.
Yeah,
because
that's
hours.
What my dog thinks about the elevator. Like, why do we walk in this square, let the door shut,
right.
Wait, and the door's open and we
exactly.
Walk back out?
Exactly.
My dog thinks I'm an idiot, I think.
This is the dumbest thing.
Well, that was fun.
He probably tells other dogs, like, I got the dumbest owner. Anyway, that's what I did. It's like I told Amy this morning. Amy and I have this way of communicating. It's either it texts the night before. Can I say what you texted me a couple nights ago?
I don't care.
I didn't think you would care. But since it's that time, I wanted to make sure you're good.
Oh, yeah, you're checking.
Yes.
Thank you. I see what you're doing there.
We warn each other.
Because
One, I'm as moody as can be. And Amy gets as hormonal as can be. And sometimes.
Yeah, it's great.
When it's the total eclipse of the moon and it's just right on both.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a war zone
in here. It's fun in here.
And so Amy will text me the night before. And she said, my husband told me to tell you. And I'm like, oh, boy, it must be really bad.
Yeah, he's like, I think you should warn Bobby.
And she was like,
wow. And I was like, is it that bad?
Oh, no.
Yeah. You waved your head like that, too?
Well, even I knew it was bad. Like, I was even annoyed at myself for how just irritable I was that I even checked my app. And sure enough, I was like, well, yep. That explains a lot.
She's,
my clue app.
She texts me and she goes, hey.
Yeah, heads up.
My husband says I should tell you. Heads up. It's my time.
And what do you do?
Like, I know.
Okay.
He knows approach me with Amy gloves.
Yes. There's about 4 or 5 days a month where I'm just a little kinder.
Put them on.
It's
Amy
not that
gloves.
I'm not kind, but it's just like what you guys call beast mode all the time.
Yeah.
I can't go right into beast mode when Amy's
okay.
At that time. The same way I came in this morning, and what did I say to you?
You were like, hey, I didn't get any sleep. I don't know if today could be okay, but tomorrow's going to be rough.
You are high maintenance, man.
You guys are awesome.
But how many times have Lunchbox or me ever send you a message, hey, dude, rough? It's been a rough night.
Well,
can we be completely
on
honest
yes.
here? You guys don't do crap compared to what Amy does.
Wow.
And what I do.
That hurt me.
So, hey.
That hurt me a little bit.
Where are the Lunchbox gloves, okay? Like, soft. Like, come on, man. Like, I have feelings, too.
Amy and I are in there for, like, an hour before the show starts. We did a whole Bobby guess on this. But Amy and I are in there for, like, an hour before the show starts. And we, like, in all honesty, you guys do what you do respectively really well.
Thank you so much.
And so, even Lunchbox, no one can do what he does on this
show.
And I mean that in all sincerity. But here's what I'm trying to say. Amy and I will sit in this other recording studio an hour before the show starts, and we're just cutting liners for an hour. We're cutting all the station IDs and stuff. And all we hear in this room is you two knuckleheads laughing and throwing balls and, like, watching internet videos. And we're just like,
If the studio door opens, we're just like, oh, I wonder what they're laughing about.
Is there
it's
a circus
like
in town?
Yeah.
It's just our morning warm-up, guys. We've talked about this.
Well, let me tell you how rude Eddie is. This morning,
what?
I was like, hey, you want to go get water like we do every morning? He goes, no, I already got mine. What? Like, what are you doing? Come on, man.
Because we have a routine in the morning.
Well,
whatever.
Maybe y'all need to talk about it. Maybe y'all need to give each other a heads up.
Maybe
need
to
email each other.
Yeah. Text each other the night
Amy
before.
And I have to talk. If one of us are in a bad spot, we have to let each other know, because then we handle each other differently.
Because honestly, when I sent him the warning, whatever, Sunday night, I guess Monday he came in and he was like, yeah, he was ready to go. He knows where he needs to help pick me up.
All right, so I'll text Lunchbox and tell him, hey, I'm not feeling good. We may not play basketball tomorrow morning.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay.
It is, though, because we hear you guys in here before the show starts, and it sounds like a party.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a good time.
I know. That's okay, because that's what it is.
Our golf putting has gotten so much better in the studio. And you don't realize how slanted this studio is until you start putting a golf ball on the ground.
Okay.
There are some
I've
hills.
Never putted a golf ball in the studio.
Try it.
It's tough.
I don't know how you guys have the time.
Oh, dude, we put a coffee cup down there, and that's our hole.
Bobby,
that's
you make time.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
Bobby,
the secret.
From the minute I walk in, the minute I leave, I'm doing nothing but working.
Well, Bobby, clearly we just have to get here earlier, and then we can play.
That's
no, because we get here before they do as well. We watch them walk by and laugh and high-five as we're in the room.
High-five.
Yes. We're in our room recording, and we're, like, doing commercials, and we're doing, like, liners, like, hey, Boston, it's Bobby Bones, and everything's quiet because we're recording, and like Lunchbox and Eddie each other calls on, be like, what up? High five. We gotta be like, stop recording.
And
start
that's
over.
Why we're here. We're recording in here.
That's true.
That's anyway. Our way of sticking right. it to y'all.
But you really stick it to
it's
us.
It's not a good way to stick it to
I know. It's not at all.
That's our life. Like,
there
stop
he is,
it.
There
stop
he
with
he
the
is.
High five. You should text him. Already got my water. So he'll know next time.
Right.
He didn't need to come in and think, whatever. Mr. Bobby Bones. By the way, Garth Brooks sent a chair. Except it's not a chair. It's a big piece of cardboard. And it looks like a cardboard king's throne. You can go to my Instagram and see it, Mr. Bobby Bones. It's just basically a big cardboard throne. And Garth's been sending jokes up here for about a month. All I know is my back starts. But
it does look cool, though.
When I walked in, I thought it was a big king's chair. And then you touch it. Like, I hit it, and it's this. It's like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my
whoa,
goodness.
Whoa, whoa.
No, it's still good. It's good.
Whoa.
It's good.
It's solid, man.
It is solid cardboard.
You can see it.
It's got a K on the top for king.
Mr. Bobby Bones. I don't know what Garth's up to. That's a, as Lance Barker said, that's one crazy cat. Yep.
Bobby Bones.
So the Facebook killer is still out of there. I'm surprised they haven't caught this guy. Because I don't think he's some mastermind who's had a plan to do this and run the perfect escape.
I mean, he said that he snapped, so clearly this wasn't something that was thought out.
So they don't know where he is. Like, his cell phone pinged in Pennsylvania, but it's been such a long time that they're like, he really could be anywhere. And I have some clips here. Here's the Cleveland mayor, Frank Jackson, talking about the guy that got on a Facebook live stream and went and just shot a guy, like, on streaming.
There is an award of up to $50,000 for the arrest of Mr. Steve Stevens.
Contact a relative or a friend, because there are a lot of folks out there that want to talk to him, want to get this resolved peacefully.
And they say, again, he could be anywhere, not just Cleveland. I mean, really, his phone, if he has it or not, went off in another state.
And this is what we would consider a national search.
And,
What does your mind go to?
I just like that we haven't, I say that we, but he hasn't been caught.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's very, I feel like he's distinct enough looking. I don't know. I'm just wondering
like,
what he found.
Did you think he went off and shot himself somewhere? And they just, I mean,
that's my belief.
Oh.
I think that he went off and killed himself because he would have to use a credit card or had to withdraw cash or something. It's not like he planned this out in advance. And so he may have panicked, gone somewhere.
Wow.
And
yeah.
That's what I was leading to in my head, too, just because they haven't found him. And, like, to run from the cops for that long, when there are cameras, listen, Big Brother's watching us all the time.
Everywhere.
But when they want to find you, they'll find you. And if they don't, give it a minute. Like, you can be holed up somewhere. You got to come out of the hole to breathe eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy wasn't someone who had something planned. Mm. It wasn't. Remember the sniper attacks outside of D.C.?
Yeah, Malvo.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So those guys had a in-depth plan.
Yeah, they had built something in their trunk, like a little stand where they'd crawl through the back seat and they would put the gun on a stand and they would shoot and then drive
and
away.
And even they got caught eventually.
Yeah.
But then they had a plan, like they were deep into a plan. Yeah, that was crazy, right?
Very crazy. And what's sad is there's people out there that are making fake GoFundMe pages to raise money for this family.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know this.
Yes, yeah. They are saying do not donate to these GoFundMe pages because there's a bunch of them saying, oh, we're helping raise money for this family.
The family.
And people are donating.
Yeah.
You know, these GoFundMes are tough. And people are always like, hey, I have a GoFundMe. Because of this, I don't really get into the GoFundMe thing because I never know what's real. It's like people going, hey, listen, I'd love to come up and meet Jason Aldean. I'm sick. Well, I had a couple people do that weren't sick. And I was like, okay, you've ruined it for everybody now.
Yeah.
Because we can't do that anymore. So now it has to actually go through a legitimate organization.
Properly vetted.
All of it. Because people will
I know.
It's a couple bad apples.
Spoiled.
That run the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do get those emails all the time. Oh, I'm sick. Can I meet, you know, so-and-so? But yeah, the GoFundMe page, there's one for $5,000, one for $3,000.
They had that much money?
Yeah, yeah. They're making money.
Like, people are making money because, and so the family came out and said, look, we did not start a GoFundMe. Please do not donate to these.
Who would do that? Like, what kind of person?
People just, I feel like, totally
like, I don't feel like I know any of those people. Mm-hmm. Like, in my life, like, I don't know anybody that would do that in my life.
Mm-mm.
Not even, yeah.
Nobody. Don't say it.
No, I don't know. I don't know anyone.
Okay.
And as we sit in the studio, we have a lot of guests in the studio today. Come up for 1 second. Yeah, come on up here for a second. So let's go to this microphone right here. What is your name?
J.
Jan.
Jan, where are you from?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
And so how did you get into the studio today?
They were doing the St. Jude Telethon, and I donated for a monthly donation to St. Jude. And then they were going to stop doing people in the studio, so they said we're going to draw two more people to come in. And so my name was drawn out.
Hey, look at this. That's awesome. She's wearing a Pimp My Joy t-shirt.
Yes. Yeah.
But listen to this. This is what happened.
What?
So you come to town in Nashville. When did you get here?
Saturday.
And what happened?
Saturday night, we were out at a bar, and my wallet was stolen the first night.
Oh.
Now, when I hear out at a bar and you lost your wallet, you didn't lose it. You're sure someone stole it?
Yes.
How do you know someone stole it?
Well, I went up to the bar to get a drink, and I went back to my chair, and then we went to a restaurant afterwards, and my wallet was gone out of my purse. So
someone like pickpocketed you?
Yes.
Had they been using the cards?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. That night they went to Target and did a little Easter shopping. And then another card was used in Pittsburgh yesterday.
Oh, wow.
In Pennsylvania. My Nordstrom card was used in Pittsburgh.
Oh, at least they have good clients.
Yeah, nice.
So you've been here with no identification?
No ID. I had to have my husband overnight my passport so I could get home because I have no ID to get on the plane. And so, luckily, my sister was here, so she's been my sugar mama for the weekend.
Hey, does she owe you back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she does? Yeah?
Oh, she's keeping track, yes.
So, you've been sitting in the studio for the past hour or so?
Yes.
Like, and people always wonder, what's it like in the studio? Like, what is it like in your mind in the studio?
Well, it is kind of pretty much what I thought, because I listen to the podcast every single day if I don't listen.
Thank you.
I mean, you're the reason I get out of bed in the morning to go to work, because I have to get ready so I can listen to Bobby Bones' show.
Thank you.
And I follow you all on Snapchat, so I feel like I really know you all. So it's pretty much like I thought it was. I was trying to figure out if it was like kind of a shtick or a show, but Lunchbox is real. So
yeah, she was like, hey, are you real?
That's her confirmation.
And he's like, yeah, are you? So, well, I'm sorry to hear about your wallet.
Oh, it's okay. Decided not to let it ruin our weekend, and this is the highlight. So
it's
been very much worth it.
It has been worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for pimping joy and wearing the shirt and listening to the show.
Thank you.
And
thanks for having us.
There's also another family. And who's the representative? Come on down. Give me a representative from the other family here. Come on up. Somebody come up to the microphone.
She's coming.
Hey. And she's wearing a Pimp My Joy shirt, too.
Totally. They don't even know each other.
What is your name?
Missy.
Hi, Missy. Where are you from?
We're from Anamosa, Iowa.
And so you listen to the show?
Every morning.
Thank you very much. Yep. And so what are your thoughts in the studio? Are we... like
it's pretty much what I thought it would be too.
We're just not excited, guys.
Yeah.
like you know what?
No, my kids were super excited to come here this morning. So yeah. we love it.
I taught those are your kids, right?
Yes.
I taught your son a lesson during a commercial
you did,
break.
Yes.
I like to take and have educational experiences, and I told him never go into the bathroom with your shoes off.
Not like Britney Spears.
Yes. So I put my shoes on and went to the bathroom. It's the only time I pee during the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great lesson.
I'm glad that I could drop a little knowledge on them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for donating to St. Jude. Really appreciate that, and thanks for being like just listening.
Yes,
and
thank you for having us.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys have been able to hang out. Have a seat on the couch over there. And if you're listening, you can go to bobbybones.com. We have a link there as well, and you can also help donate to St. Jude. If you want to donate $10, that would be awesome, or $1 or however. We have a link at bobbybones.com, so we really appreciate that. I want to play you the last three songs that I've been listening to. How about this one? Chris Stapleton, Broken Halos.
Broken halos, for little wings that used to fly. They've all gone, wherever they go. Broken halos that used to shine.
It's cool. Stapleton's doing two records. He's putting out two records this year. Did you know?
I knew that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first one comes out May 6th, is that right?
I think so.
Maybe 5th. That's a Friday.
May 5th, that's a Friday, and then later in the fall.
So second. Broken Halos you can download now. That is one of the last songs I played. In the Blood from John Mayer.
Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood?
Deep. Yeah.
I can't feel the love I want. I can feel the love I need. But it's never gonna come the way I am.
John Mayer is really good.
Could I change it if I
Lunchbox, it sound like, what's it sound like to you?
A whiny little girl.
It does?
Yeah.
Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood?
What do you think that means? Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood? What do you think that lyric means to you?
It means like the pain. Like he's going through a breakup, so he's like, will that pain ever go away, or like will it ever cleanse? We feel better it eventually.
Not really. Eddie?
I see it more as like the blood is thicker than water kind of thing. Like, is it inside? Is it really part of him?
Is it part of me or will it? Can I get it to go away?
Like, boom.
Yeah.
That's what I took from it.
No, no. Why is he right?
I mean, Lunchbox is sort of on the right track.
It's art, dude. No one's wrong.
There's no wrong.
He told me I was wrong.
The only wrong person was you.
Yeah, just you.
The other song is Love in a Bar from Ryan Hurd. If you haven't heard this one yet, this is our iHeartCountry All Access song of the day. Love in a Bar. Check it out.
Two for ones that made the L magic. It wasn't anything else, I guess, that we just had it. I wasn't there to get drunk, but it happened, 'cause I never wanted to say goodbye. We were just friends, just hanging, just sitting around waiting for somebody to cross the line. We found love in a bar in the and Corona and hearts on fire like the cigarettes you smoke when you drink. Now we can't turn back, 'cause the words came out and the truth can't lie. And we've been saying it with our eyes the whole time that you have my whole heart. Yeah, we found love in a bar.
Dr. Oz says that if you go into a public bathroom and you want to pick the toilet that's the cleanest, go to the very first one, like stalled, because most people think that's the one that gets used the most. They skip it.
Oh, really? That's what I thought.
Yeah, so go to the very first one, because most people go, I don't want to get the first one because everybody's in the first one.
Dr. Oz.
There you go.
So smart.
Fact for food. Food for that. Food for thought. There it is. Food for thought. Talking about movies yesterday, and we're talking about 500 Days of Summer. And you tried to buy it yesterday?
Yeah, I was going to rent it or try to watch it. And while I was there, I got stuck on Hidden Figures because that's finally available for rent. I think it came out last week. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I've been wanting to see this. 500 Days of Summer is going to have to wait. Finally rented it.
You see Hidden Figures?
I have seen Hidden Figures.
Okay, because this is a review that Eddie Jr. did, right?
Yes.
This is an older, from like a month ago?
About a month and a half ago, yeah.
Let's talk about Hidden Figures. What'd you think about that movie?
I liked it.
You did? Is that your first real movie, like, that's not animated, not a cartoon?
No, Aaron Butter was my first one.
Okay. So Hidden Figures is about these three African-American women that work for NASA, but they're pretty, like, important to NASA, huh?
Yeah, they're really important to NASA because one's really good at math, the other an engineer, and the other one's like a leader.
So what did you like about the movie?
I like that the main character has like the most important job and they're just leaving her out on everything, and then at the end she's like the most important one.
Was there anything in the movie that you learned that you didn't know about?
Well, I didn't really know that math was so important to space.
See, look at that. Yeah, math is important for everything. Overall, what do you give the movie?
4.5 stars.
So would you say Hidden Figures is good for little kids as much as it is important for adults to watch it?
No, because it says some bad words.
Oh, interesting.
And my little brother didn't like it. He got so bored of it.
Oh, okay.
That was his review at 9.
Okay.
What is yours?
Man. I agree. So good. Amazing. I want to buy it now because I want my husband to watch it and I want my kids to watch it. And I loved it. I know my husband will be into the whole nerdy aviation math side of it, which I think is also interesting. But I love that it's a story that hasn't been told. And I love that these women, especially African-American at the time, which was definitely, I just love that the story's out there. It needed to be told. And I'm so glad it was.
Loved it, huh?
Yes! I would have never known had they not put this movie out. So cool.
Next up, 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. It's nothing like this. Oh. But it's good.
Oh, and you know who's in it? Cookie from Empire. She's like one of the main girls.
I think she won like an Academy Award.
Yeah, I know, but
she would be the main character.
She was the main. I know, but when she was up there like doing all these math equations and like basically sending people to space, I was like, "That's Cookie."
I guess I haven't seen enough Empire. I watched the first season.
Justin knows how to sell rap albums.
Once he went to jail, I kind of checked out.
Yeah,
in Empire.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten back into it either.
If you've ever wondered about the value of the apps that track your missing phone, it completely worked. There was a guy who was at Coachella, the music festival, and he was stealing people's phones, like just what they call Apple picking, stealing other people's iPhones, Apples.
Okay.
So people were like, "My phone's gone. Let me go find my phone app." Like they get on their computer, and they all kept going to the same dude. And so cops went and they found 100. He had 100 iPhones in his backpack.
Wow.
Like 20 of them have been returned to the owner. Some are in lost and found.
That's a big backpack.
Yeah, I know. He got busted with 100 plus cell phones in his backpack. Isn't that crazy?
That's impressive.
So do you think he went to Coachella for the music or the phones?
The phones.
The phones for sure.
Definitely the phones. Okay. I mean, to steal that many and not get caught, like he must have been like...
Well, I didn't know if it was spur of the moment or...
picking apples like...
No, I don't think spur of the moment you grab 100 phones.
And then that backpack got to be heavy.
And big.
And like clunky, like a bunch of glass.
Don't like, mind me.
Do you put a bunch of bubbles in there too? Because how do you walk?
I don't know.
With all that. So yeah, no. People started noticing the guy moving around and they all went back and went to him.
Wow. And he was just hanging out watching.
Do you have no alibi? I mean, there's nothing you can say. I'm like, what? Yeah. This phone's on me? You have 100 of them, sir. I wonder if he bought tickets to go steal phones. Like,
you know how you can.
Like, did he actually? No, but not going for the music. But if he actually purchased tickets to go steal phones,
because that's an expensive ticket.
Or did he steal a ticket to go steal phones?
Or
did he sneak in?
Man,
I'd love to interview this guy.
He's from New York City, so he traveled all the way to California.
What if he traveled all the way to steal phones? Man, that's what those identity thieves do too. They steal phones and they can get your information out of them.
Wow.
That's why you don't do that online bill pay. See, it all comes back to that.
That's not why, no. You still picking ticks off your husband?
Well, he did have a tick on him. We were out at the farm, like a farm on Sunday, and two of the people got ticks. And I was being searched for ticks because I was freaking out. But I don't have ticks. We got his
off. It's okay
off.
If you do. She's acting like there's a stigma to tick.
Lyme disease.
Lyme is a disease.
Listen,
singular Lyme.
Also,
I had so many. Going to Arkansas.
Okay.
Ticks were just every day.
But,
ticks,
okay.
Sea ticks.
Yeah.
But in general, ticks are gross looking to me. Like, I don't want their little heads buried in me and their little feet wiggling out. I just don't.
Sounds like a city folk to me.
I am. Sorry, I did. I grew up in the city. I can handle being out in the country and doing whatever. But yeah. My dog had some. Did you see my Instagram story of my dog, what she had on her?
I don't watch Instagram stories that much.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm. Okay, I watch your Snapchats, and I will look at your Instagram.
My dog, she has a little nub because her tail got cut off when she was a baby, I guess. So she had some weird-looking thing like stuck on there. I thought it was a family of ticks. I was grossed out. And I pulled it off, and I guess it was like a burr. Huh? Or a prickly thing.
Oh, boy. Don't get lunchbox started. Don't get lunchbox started on this.
What?
What'd you step into? A bee nettles?
Stinging nettles. Let me tell you, when I was young, we drove like hours to this park. And it was my family and another family. And we're going to go, it's a blue bonnet season in Texas. And we're going to go run through the blue bonnet. So I get out, I run through them. I fall. And I thought I got bit by a snake. And I got bit by a snake on my butt. On my butt.
See?
Okay. And they take me back to the van. They pull my pants down, and my dad's going to have to suck my butt.
What? Oh, snake bite. Got it.
And we rushed.
Got it.
I mean, my dad's like, all right, I got to do it. You know, he's my son. I got to do it. And so we rushed to the ER or whatever, and they're like, that's a snake bite. You got to go to the other hospital in the other town. So
he still had to suck your butt?
No, he still hasn't sucked my butt yet. Like, he's going to suck the butt, and...
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
But that's what you do for people
that's
you love.
That's what you do, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Right, so go.
Snake bite.
And so we go to the next hospital, and they look at me, and my butt is swollen now. Yeah. Like, I mean, it is huge.
Why has he not done it, though? Like, if he...
I don't know why. I don't know what's...
If he was going to man up and do it, two hospitals later, he still hasn't done it? That didn't sound like love.
I know. I don't know why he hesitated, but he said, I'm going to have to suck his
butt.
Got
it. Yeah.
And so... We go to the second hospital, and they get me in there, and they're like, I don't think it's a snake bite. I don't think we need the, you know, for you to butt suck. So they.
I don't think if you're in a hospital, that's what would happen.
I don't think they call it that either.
No, but no, they wouldn't. No, they also wouldn't take you to a hospital and they go, okay, sir, go ahead.
And they all fight about it.
You'd well, be at the hospital.
Who's gonna suck that?
Yes.
So, well, I don't know, but whatever. We got to the second hospital,
yeah,
and there was no need for the butt suck. It was stinging
okay,
nettles.
Okay, well, you can stop saying
it
that.
It was no
yes.
Stinging
snake bite.
Nettles.
We read you're not supposed to suck venom out of stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
That would be dangerous for your dad.
Well, he didn't listen. This was the 80s, man. They lived differently then.
Yeah.
This was the 80s,
back in the 80s.
Man.
We didn't know any better. It was the scariest moment maybe
did
in my life.
Did you siphon it out, maybe?
I don't know.
It's a stinging nettle. Stinging nettle is a plant that has little thorns on it.
I don't know.
Basically what I pulled out of Josie's nub.
Did you go to the hospital, multiple hospitals, to see if you can get it sucked out?
I was trying to get someone to suck my finger.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of trouble,
dude. It does.
Dude.
If I would have went back into my house and been like, Grandma, I got a stinging nettle. She'd have been like,
put some Tussin
go,
on it.
Get out of here.
No, you didn't know it was stinging nettles. They thought it was just, when I went to the first hospital, they thought it was a snake bite and they couldn't treat it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they were just tired.
No, I mean, you guys are crazy. I mean, you're complaining about ticks
over
here.
Ticks are gross.
Did you get
a lawnmower?
Yeah, I got
a lawnmower.
You know what? I got my lawnmower. Man, this is how bad it was. I got my first lawnmower ever with my Vegas winnings money. Like, that's what I spent my money on.
Ew.
Eddie tried to borrow Lunchbox's mower, and Lunchbox said no.
Because
why?
Because, A, Eddie will never give it back,
yeah.
And he wanted me to bring it to his house, and he wanted me to fill it up with gas. No.
You're my friend. I needed a favor.
You live across town.
Instead, I waited 2 weeks to get my Vegas money from you, Bobby, and Mike D., and I spent it on a lawnmower. I was so upset when I was buying it. Dude, back in the day, it's like, I just won Vegas money. We're going to eat. Let's go out. Nice restaurant. Let's go to a bar. Not here.
You have two kids in a yard now.
I have got a lawnmower with my money.
My backyard is terrible. And so
you need me to come over?
I would love for you to, but I don't have a front yard at all. And I don't have an HOA or any sort of POA or anything.
So you can just let it go.
I can let it go. There are no rules where I live.
Yeah, that's true, but you don't want a long...
I don't, because my dog will get bugs.
Yes.
So it's like I had to make the decision yesterday. Go buy a mower. Or just call somebody and hire them.
Attaboy.
You went and bought a mower.
Yeah,
what
did
I do?
This is easy.
You're a man.
Yep, you're a grown
man.
You're
a man.
You're an adult.
What'd I do?
You
called
someone.
Yep, there you go.
What?
There you go.
Who did you hire?
The person that did the neighbor's yard, because they're already coming over.
Hello.
That's convenient. That's the way to do it, because then they're already in the area. They like you better. They're like, okay.
Well, they're close. So they do theirs, they just pop over.
Exactly.
They don't charge any more.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
I have a small yard, so.
Yeah. So what are you paying them?
$35.
Dang, they're ripping
you
off.
You're getting ripped off, dude.
Am I?
Oh, yeah.
What else do they do?
Dude, I'll come over for $20.
That's what we do.
You will?
Yes.
And you'll mow my yard and weed it.
Mowing lawns, that's in my blood.
But you have to come do it on a regular basis.
Okay, I'll get there when I can.
Okay.
You'll never get it done.
Not this week. Bones can't do it.
I got some stinging nettles I need to get rid of in my backyard.
Stinging nettles. Get out of here.
Hey,
what's up, Bobby?
All right, plans for the day. Amy?
Oh, man. Yoga. I'm selling some stuff. I got to meet up with some people.
Dang, okay.
Whoa, what are you selling, girl?
A headboard.
Oh.
Oh, two headboards, actually.
Now you guys go through them.
Worn out, you know what I mean?
All right.
No.
Craigslist?
No.
Facebook?
No.
How are you selling them?
Like through this, like an online thing, but neither of those.
Okay. Lunchbox, what are you doing today? Amy makes everything sound so shady.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she really does. Like she's going to some back alley.
What do you got?
I mean, today, really, relaxation day.
Oh, it's one of those.
Oh,
I was up late
so
last night.
Another
up
one.
I was up late last night. I went out on a Monday night, so I got to, you know, chill out on the Tuesday.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a good one.
Yeah, how about you? You know, you got, let me guess.
No, first of all, don't. You do this every time.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, you're probably going to take a nap.
I have to take a nap.
Because your dog was sick.
Yes.
You're going to make sure your dog's better.
Mm-hmm. If he's still sick, I'll take him to the vet.
And maybe hang out with your girlfriend.
No. Oh. She had the charity thing tonight.
Oh.
So.
Well, this is like the third night in a row.
Lindsay.
No Lindsay night. NLN.
Yeah, so she's charitying. What up?
Okay. You guys okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
We're actually great.
Okay.
Come Thursday, you're going to really be excited to see her.
She's out again.
Or oh, Wednesday, boy. Or whatever.
She's doing shows.
Yeah.
I mean, I like
big butts at the end of
I do. It's all, it totally sounded like that.
It did in my head, too. Yep. So, no, it's good. Like, she works, and I work, and so it's good. But I'm going to... I want to start watching this show on Netflix, Iron Fist.
Okay. What is it
what
about?
Is that?
I don't know. It's one of those superhero ones.
Oh.
Do you guys know what that's about?
Never heard of it.
And I'm not into...
I'm giving...
Oh, it's one of the Marvel ones.
Yeah, okay. It's got a good rating, huh?
Yeah, it's got 7.3 out of 10
on IMDb.
Yeah,
pretty good. So I'm trying to find a new show. It's all right, a little bit, work out, whatever, all that. No,
how's your writing for your book going?
It's tedious. I'll write tonight. The chapter I'm going to write tonight. I'm not kidding. I was going to do it last night, but I got caught up with my dog being sick. WWGBD. What would Garth Brooks do? Because here's why. Because he treats everybody super nice, everybody. When he walks into a room, from the guy who's working a camera to the person who's hosting the whatever, everybody. And it's like a master class in how to treat people all the time. Like, he's the greatest I've ever seen at it. And making everybody feel like they're just absolutely the center of attention. And so, I'm going to... The whole chapter is not just about him, but it's about how you look at people that do things really great and study them and learn. And that's how it starts with watching Garth. And he goes into a room and it's like, wow, this is why he's great.
Yeah. Okay.
When he does a show, he plays and he looks to the very back row of the crowd. He doesn't play to the front row. He plays to the back row.
You think he can see that far?
No, it's not the point.
Oh. The point.
And I didn't notice this until we're playing with him. And he's singing. I'm standing right beside him. We're singing together. And I look at him. He's singing to the back people. And I'm like, wow. I'm watching a class on how to like make a room get up. You play to the very back row. Like, he wants everybody to feel involved.
Well, I think it's a huge testament to what you're saying too in him when he's at his concert and he's announcing everybody on his stage. Like, everyone's been with him for like 20 plus years. Like, he doesn't have a high turnover rate.
So that's what I'm right. I haven't written it yet, but that's what, yeah. That's what it's about. And there are other people that I watch and I'm just like, wow, I'm amazed by it. So yeah, I'm writing. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Goodbye.